This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The Cleveland Browns can't seem to build much momentum 5 games into the season. They're 2-3 after an embarrassing loss to the San Francisco 49ers on Monday night. Terry, from the coaching to the quarterback, nothing about the Browns looked good this week.
I will say this after the game, Baker Mayfield and Freddie Kitchens, not very defiant. They look pretty humble. They always talk about eating humble pie. Well, it tastes awful on national TV.
All the hype in the offseason, and this is becoming really a reality check here.
Well, here's the tough thing, Amanda. If I would have been told they were 2-3 after 5 games, given the schedule, I would have thought, well, that's possible. Their schedule's been difficult. But if you were to say in 2 of those 3 losses, one would be by 28 points and the other would be by 30? This is the NFL. It's not college. You don't get games like that. Somehow or other, they weren't ready for what happened early in the game. And then when things start spiraling out of control, you know, the adjustments are not being made at halftime. And just that the players, for whatever reason, they have, they keep talking about, well, we're getting an identity or a blueprint. They don't have any of those things right now. I don't want to hear any more of, we didn't line up right before the play. This is 5 weeks into the regular season plus all the training camp. And there were some mentions of that again, and that's popped up a couple times in their losses.
So who's to blame here? Is this all on head coach Freddie Kitchens?
I think part of it is, but it's also up to some of the players. Are you doing your homework? Are you taking this seriously?
Well, let's look ahead to the schedule because they play the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. That's a team that's 4-1. Then they have the bye week. Then they take on the undefeated New England Patriots. They play the Broncos. They're 1-4. There's a couple of games coming up here that could potentially be bad.
That's why I thought, Amanda, if they got through the first 8 games at 4-4, that would be pretty good. You can learn some things from losses. Like when they lost to the Rams, the Super Bowl Rams, 20-13 at home, I thought that was a game where they showed some progress. They really did, especially defensively. And then the next week they went and they beat Baltimore. I mean, it did show something. But this was like, ugh. And as you mentioned, Seattle comes into Cleveland, and you know what's going to happen, too, in that game. If the Browns are not ready to go early, is the fans are going to be very, very angry and cranky because, you know, their expectations have been raised, just like you said.
Things look better in the second half of the season because they'll be playing the Steelers. They're 1-4. Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, they're winless. Bengals winless. So can this turn around in the second half of the season?
Sure it can, because you have talented players. I guess you go back and you say they put in a rookie head coach, and you don't know what any of these rookie head coaches will do. We've watched that for years here, Amanda, right? I mean, until they get in, you get the job. You have to be a mentally tough and mature guy, and most of those lessons can't be learned until you're there. So this is teaching time for Freddie Kitchens. And remember, we also talked about how he's brought in all his coordinators from different teams. So it isn't like he had guys he had really worked with before. You have 4 guys from 4 different teams. So not only are the players, they have many new players, but all the coaches in prominent positions have changed, and they all came from different staffs. Now, the Browns could turn around, rise up, and play well, as you mentioned. They have the kind of talent to go out and do that to a good team.
Terry, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. Terry and I are bringing The View from Pluto live to the Medina Performing Arts Center next Wednesday night. It's free, but RSVP at wksu.org/PlutoLive.